Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve's in the morning now, 6:48 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Kansas Governor Kelly again pushing for a statewide mask mandate.
Two.
Man wounded in shootout with police after a chase in East Wichita.
One.
Trump and Biden on the campaign trail hitting several states each day. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Temperatures hovering right around that freezing mark and some wet roadways this morning. Things could go bad rather quickly on the roadways. Even if things look good, it's just another day where it's a good idea to be very, very careful out there on the Wichita highways and just make sure that you're driving slowly and carefully. Once again this morning, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Drizzle and rain today with a high of 42 degrees. Tuesday's high with 32. 100% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 37. Thursday, 60% chance for showers with a high of 50. Now light rain, calm, and 32 degrees. As if they didn't have enough to do, the CDC is investigating deli meat for listeria.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating a multi-state outbreak of listeria linked to deli meats, also known as cold cuts or lunch meat. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is also looking into the issue. As of Tuesday, the CDC's website listed that at least 10 people had been infected in Florida, New York, and Massachusetts. They all had to be hospitalized, and one person in Florida died. The CDC says you're at a higher risk for listeria if you're older than 65, pregnant, or have a weakened immune system. If you're outside of those groups, you're unlikely to get sick. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stock indexes closed mostly lower Tuesday, a day after the S&P 500 had its worst drop in a month. Most of the stocks in the benchmark index fell, particularly banks, oil producers, and other companies whose profits tend to track the strength of the economy. The S&P 500 fell 10 points. The Dow lost 222. But the NASDAQ actually rose by 72 points. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Retirement financial checkup now. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. You know, if you're anything like me, Steve, you are a very good, considerate driver. Now, unfortunately, everyone else on the road is considered an inconsiderate idiot. While it may seem that way, it's true that good drivers are constantly monitoring their rear view and side view mirrors. They know where cars and pedestrians are at all times, and they keep both hands firmly on the steering wheel. It's a constant checkup. We need to do that with money. Well, if you're not retired yet, check with your Social Security benefits. Now, how much would you receive at full retirement age? If you're getting close, take this time to really plan on the best time to trigger benefits. Keep an eye on this. Contribute, invest, and monitor your retirement accounts. Your 401k will garner some of its value from investment growth, but much of it from your contributions. There are always exceptions, but dividing the total of all of your retirement savings by 25 gives you a guesstimate of how much somebody in their 60s should be able to spend in their first year of retirement. Now, how much do you pay for your credit card and mortgage lenders? Check that against your income to determine your debt-to-income ratio. Optimally, you don't want much more than 35 to 40% of your monthly income to go to service debt. That means if you make $5,000 a month, you don't want to have more than $2,000 that goes to pay down loans. If you carry personal loans, retail store credit, and good old credit card debt, you may want to watch those accounts carefully. The high interest rates may float up higher without you knowing it. That means less of your payment actually pays down the principal that you initially borrowed. If you find a much lower TEAS rate at another bank, consider rolling your debt into that program so you can pay it off faster. Just read that contract very well. And finally, keep a close watch on your monthly cash flow. That's all the money you have coming in. The less you spend, the greater it grows. And of course, if you have any questions on this, give me a call, number 634-2222.
Because you were talking about drivers. You're exactly right. I'm a great driver. You're a great driver. But somebody else, no. Sorry. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
They're all idiots out there.
Yesterday was a great, you know, when the weather turns nasty, that's when you see the real nitwits coming out of the woodwork.
I mean,
people that are on a you know, with ice and snow on the road, there are people tromping down at 70 miles an hour down the highway, down Kellogg.
Yeah.
Tailgating each other, no lights on, no turn signals, you know, just acting like fools. And I just, you know, we have them. Of course, we had just a couple this morning, Chad, I think. Earlier this morning, we had a report of a man who'd driven his car into the canal, under the canal route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gee,
I think he made it out all right, but apparently he didn't know really where he was going. I don't think he didn't come off the interstate. I think he was down driving around on a bike path or something. But you know, this.
Well, and then there are some people who are too cautious. You know, who are going 10 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour zone when it would be safe for them to travel at 25.
They're impeding the traffic a little bit there. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you folks out there driving right now, I know all Steve and Ted listeners are terrific drivers. Did you know that?
Oh, gosh,
yes. We took an informal survey, and we found out that all of them are just terrific drivers. What do you think about that?
Yes.
Well, Don, I
agree with you.
We've got you-know-who back here for COVID comeback day three. Ted Woodward says, Ted, you still there?
Oh, yeah, loud and proud.
Okay.
Are you getting out driving yet? You're probably getting out and about, aren't you?
I'm really not. I'm kind of hunkered down right now.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Don, send your chauffeur Rollo over there and pick him up, okay?
Right, and drop off, and pick up, and peek off, and drop off.
There you go.
What's that one that the click and clack say? Anyway, okay.
National Chocolate Day, guys, recognizing one of the world's favorite tastes. I hope Ted's got plenty of chocolate over there at the house.
I always do.
Well, many specific chocolates-related holidays exist throughout the year. National Chocolate Day celebrates all things chocolate. As America's favorite flavor, chocolate is well-deserving of its own day of honor. Don, what was it?
Are you dark or light chocolate? Milk chocolate, people.
Ted?
The darker the better for me.
I like the milk.
I agree.
I like the milk chocolate. Last night, my wife and I had a Hershey bar with almonds just to celebrate. A little early.
Oh, boy.
But we did celebrate. National
Good for you.
Chocolate Day. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up here at 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted this morning. Police involved shooting in East Wichita. We've got that story and news about what's going on in the campaign trail as well. That's all coming up at 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.